What is your flame and how do you keep it burning? Hi, I'm Lisa Urich with a 2-minute tweak, a small thing to think about that can have a big impact in your work and store. I was talking with friend and inspiration Lisa Gazashti of Brookline Booksmith early this morning, and we found ourselves thinking about the flame, this intangible essence that draws people into your store and makes them feel at home. The kind of experience you offer them, you know, we're not trading in books, well, not entirely. The essence of a physical bookshop is more than that. It's an offering, a ministry, a mission, a way of loving on, laughing with, caring for each person that comes to the door. The books excite us and invite us. The ways we display them, the care with which we place and choose, all of that stems from this flame. You know, I've mentioned that I grew up working in my grandfather's small hardware store, and I couldn't help but think about that this morning, that one of my duties on winter and early spring days when I was there was to check the fire in the stove at the back. I learned how to stir the coals, let it breathe, add wood early in life. And while we don't have physical fires to stroke or stoke, your store has a flame. You've had moments when you felt it burning brightest in the store. When was it for you? Was it when you saw people connect, or when you talked to that customer about their grief? Was it when you heard a 6-year-old talking about his excitement about that book you put in his hands days earlier? Or when you watched a customer buy a book for another customer, a stranger, and pursue them into another store to gift it to them? Being in touch with your hearth and the heart of your store is such a rich way to begin each day. And it's where each day of display, each event, each cash flow report starts. When you enter today, has the flame gotten cold? Do the coals need stoking? That's normal. Or can you feel it burning brightly? Your store has a flame. How's it doing today?